91X News.
It's minus four and cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Robert Champagne. The former leader of the Ontario's Progressive Conservatives says he's grateful for the support he's received since resigning last month amid allegations of sexual misconduct. Patrick Brown posted a brief message on Twitter on Tuesday afternoon, the first time he has spoken publicly since stepping down. Brown has vehemently denied the allegations, which were made to CTV News and have not been independently verified. He echoed the sentiment in his tweet, saying that while he applauds the Me Too movement, false allegations undermine that good work. Brown says the truth will come out. His resignation plunged the Progressive Conservatives into turmoil in late January, forcing the party to select an interim leader and plan a leadership race that will be held before the spring election. Federal Finance Minister Bill Morneau says yesterday's record drop in stock values is not an indication of how the real economy is doing, and he says the strong fluctuations in stock markets since late last week are an indication that investors are taking a second look at their investment portfolios.
What we're seeing in the stock market is some investors looking at the success of the stock market over the last little while and considering whether that success is appropriate based on expectations.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average posted its steepest drop in 6.5 years yesterday on fears that signs of rising inflation and higher interest rates could bring an end to the bull market. Today, the Dow appeared to stabilize by noon trading while the Toronto market was down about 75 points. One of the biggest supporters of NAFTA in the Trump administration says he's feeling more hopeful. Agricultural Secretary Sonny Perdue told American lawmakers today that he expects a deal. Perdue told the House of Representatives Agricultural Committee during testimony today that he believes it will happen this year, sometime after July's election in Mexico. He says he sees movement from Mexican negotiators and to a lesser extent from Canada as well, and believes there will be a deal that benefits all three countries. The context of this exchange is the concern of the U.S. farming industry. American farmers have been one of the biggest winners in NAFTA and lately have been struggling with low crop prices, and their sectors have been pleading with the Trump administration not to jeopardize NAFTA. Prince Edward County OPP has carried out 4 search warrants that ended in the seizure of $15,000 in illicit drugs. In partnership with Belleville and Kingston Police Services, all 4 warrants were executed at once. 5 people were arrested and police seized a shotgun, crossbow, and correctional services badge, amongst other items. The war in Afghanistan is costing American taxpayers $45 billion a year, and U.S. lawmakers are skeptical about just what it's buying.
With no end in sight to America's longest war, Republican Congressman Walter Jones says the U.S. will eventually join a dubious list.
No one has ever conquered Afghanistan.
Asking Pentagon Chief Jim Mattis why he doesn't just tell President Trump to pull out. Mattis says he agrees with some of Jones's points about Afghanistan, except the key one.
We're not out to conquer it.
Saying the U.S. goal instead is to prevent disaster at home.
To ensure another 9/11 hatched out of there does not happen during our watch.
The price tag was more than $100 billion a year at the height of the war. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Toronto police say a nurse who provided home care is facing 10 charges after allegedly stealing medication from people's residences. Police allege that between August 2015 and December 2015, the woman would enter the patient's homes, ask to see their medication, and then leave, taking the medication with her. They allege on October 2017 she did the same thing 5 more times in Toronto and Mississauga. Police say the 47-year-old Brampton woman turned herself in on Monday. She's facing 5 counts of break and enter to commit theft and 5 counts of being unlawfully in a dwelling unit. Scientists in Japan say a chemical found in McDonald's French fries could help people grow hair.
Somewhere in that vat of fryer oil that turns McDonald's potatoes into one of America's all-time favorite treats, there may be a cure to one of humanity's longest vexing conditions, baldness. Researchers at Japan's Yokohama National University took a chemical from that oil called dimethyl polysiloxane and made a solution that grew hair follicles, and then when they implanted those follicles in bald mice, those mice grew hair. McDonald's calls dimethyl polysiloxane an anti-foaming agent. They haven't tested it on humans. Eating fries certainly isn't enough. That evidence is everywhere. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Canadian branding experts say talk of Doritos with reduced crunchiness to appeal to women is likely just a ploy from PepsiCo to test the market. The idea went viral this week after the food giant's executive officer Indra Nooyi teased on the Freakonomics podcast that their product would be launched soon because she said women don't like licking their fingers while eating the snack, pouring the crumbs into their mouths, or munching loudly in public. The company denies such an offering is in the works. Associate Food Marketing Professor at Concordia University Jordan LaBelle says Nooyi is a seasoned veteran who knows the power of her words, and her remarks were likely meant to measure how shoppers would react if her company released a gendered product. The notion has sparked a social media frenzy, meeting with criticism from the likes of Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne, model Chrissy Teigen, and comedian Kathy Griffin. A Dalhousie University food distribution and policy professor thinks the negative attention will actually help the brand because he said the more publicity it gets, the more sales generally increase. That's CUNA News on I1X to 405. Sports is next.
Split Second Printing's 40 years of experience has made them ready for anything.
Can you print my soccer flyers?
Sure.
How about my poster?
Student council? Nice, no problem.
What about my prom banner?
Done and done. And we'll even help carry it out.
From business cards to large-scale architectural drawings, Split Second Printing has you covered. They'll even help lay out and print your portfolio so it'll really stand out. 59 Dundas Street, East Belleville, or split-second.ca.
For local sports, the Loyalist Lancers men's basketball team played the Fleming Knights at 7 and the Trenton Golden Hawks played the Pickering Panthers at 8. The Belleville Sens are resting tonight before they face off against Rochester tomorrow night. The Ottawa Senators host New Jersey tonight in one of 11 games on the NHL schedule. Ottawa has won 2 of its last 3 games, but has lost 7 of 9 overall. Also tonight, the Vancouver Canucks take on the Panthers in Florida. Arizona visits the Winnipeg Jets and the Calgary Flames are in Chicago. The Toronto Maple Leafs goaltender Frederik Andersen was back on the ice for practice today, one day after being struck in the head and leaving a game against Anaheim. Andersen was hit by Ducks forward Corey Perry's left skate during the second period of last night's 7-4 victory and didn't return, but he was a full participant during team drills this morning. Philadelphia officials are revealing plans for Thursday's Super Bowl parade and say fans should expect some dramatic surprises along the 5-mile route. City officials laid out plans today, 2 days after Nick Foles led the Eagles to their first Super Bowl victory with a 41-33 win over the New England Patriots. Retired Canadian women's hockey star Haley Wickenheiser will donate her brain to concussion research after her death. The Concussion Legacy Foundation says the 4-time Olympic gold medalist and 7-time world champion is one of 3 female Olympians to commit her brain to the Boston-based organization. The Indianapolis Colts have hired New England Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels as their coach. ESPN's Tim Hasselbeck says McDaniels' system is a good fit for the Colts.
It makes a lot of sense. You know, if you look at what he was able to do as the offensive coordinator in New England, he was able to put a lot on the quarterback, a lot of decisions for the quarterback at the line of scrimmage.
McDaniels won 5 Super Bowl rings with New England. He went 11-17 as head coach with the Broncos in 2009 and 2010. Fewer football fans caught the Super Bowl on a Canadian channel this year, as viewers again had the option to watch a U.S. feed featuring buzzy commercials. Bell Media says it drew an average audience of 4.4 million viewers for the championship NFL game on its channels CTV, CTV2, and TSN2 on Sunday night. But it's a substantial drop from 2 years ago when Bell Media says 7.3 million tuned into simulcast feed that supplanted U.S. ads with Canadian ones on both Canadian and U.S. channels. That was the first time in decades that Canadians could watch U.S. Super Bowl commercials as they aired on the U.S. network. It was a result of a decision by the Canadian Radio, Television, and Telecommunications Commission to force domestic cable and satellite providers to carry the entire U.S. feed after viewers complained about missing headline-making ads. You can send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, a mix of sun and cloud with a 30% chance of flurries, wind picking up. As we get later into the day, a high of minus 5. Tonight, partly cloudy, becoming cloudy near midnight with a 40% chance of flurries overnight and a low of minus 13. At 4:09, it's minus 4. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Robert Champagne for QNET News. News on UNX next at 5 o'clock.